What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just kind of kicking off, you hit a couple topics in terms of absenteeism. We've heard there are some changes to that policy. Can you dive into those a little more than what you just mentioned on stage?
Well, one of the things that we know is that across our country, and it's really not just students, it's the workforce, it's everyone that is experiencing issues with absenteeism. And we chose this year to really look at absenteeism is not just something that the attendance department has to work on. It's about all of us collectively working, making sure that children feel welcomed, someone knows their names, we're looking for them when they are not in schools. We do have our attendance teachers now working on Saturdays because typically that's when families are home together to go out and to work with families to try to find out, you know, what are the root causes to the children not being in school. We're working with our after-school programs, that they attend summer programs. I shared a reading list with them. I've encouraged principals to do that. We've worked with our community partners to make sure we're all rowing in the same direction. And when we do that, we see what the results are.
An address like this is a lot different than a school board meeting. You guys have been having some tough conversations as of late. How do you balance the positives that you mentioned today and those tough decisions ahead for the district?
You know, I think there are always tough decisions in any district, whether it is an urban district, a rural district, or a suburban district. But one of the things that I pride myself on is listening. I really try to listen and hear the concerns that are being expressed, whether it is from parents, because they are the experts on their children, community members, or my staff. And then, you know, we do a lot with staying the course, just like I said today. I try to be transparent, you know, to be clear so that everyone knows there are no surprises, no I gotchas. Everyone knows what the expectations are. And we have very high expectations for our children. So I'm out in buildings. I expect that my principals are out in hallways, out in classrooms, that they're visible, that my staff in central office is out.
People send us fights at McKinley and you see it on social media. What's different this going into this school year, so maybe you won't see that again?
So I am a leader that believes in A to Z leadership. And that means I think about from the time children exit the bus, the start of the day, what do they see? Where will people be? How do they come into the building? What's the expectation once they're in the building? What's the expectation throughout the day? And then how they dismiss. And so we've met with the community partners at the school, with the school's leadership. We have security, more security at the school. And it's about working with parents consistently again and letting parents know. We want our children to come to school ready to learn. Ready to learn. So we'll be doing a lot of consistent messaging, announcements throughout the day, what the expectations are, making sure that all staff are on board with what it is. But it's an A to Z. It's from start of the day to the end of the day, every step of the way. Now, even when you do all of that, sometimes there are things that happen that are just beyond your control. And when that happens, we try to work restoratively with our children and with our families. But, you know, I want to be transparent and say that, you know, fighting, it is not tolerated. It is not tolerated at all in this school district. I've been saying that since day one, and that's not changing.
You mentioned some of the proficiency improvements that were made over the last year. What are you looking at in terms of goals for this year?
The board has to give me the goals for this year, but I'm imagining that we will build on the success that we had last year.
DaVinci is coming here. Where on the campus, like, will be located? 2026.
2026. It's exciting. It's very exciting. I'm excited. We worked with the families there. They right now are in a temporary location, and they're continuing to excel. I believe their graduation rate was about 96%. So they're continuing to excel, and I know once they come here, I've met with the president. She's very excited to have the students on campus. It's going to be a state-of-the-art building, so we're all very excited.
During your speech, you mentioned that 4 high schools had graduation rates above 90%, but that's not the district average. That's not where a lot of high schools are. What are you and other district officials doing to bring those other high schools up to where those 4 are?
We're trying to keep the instruction engaging. You know, I spoke about the financial literacy piece. You know, we're working with families. We're training our teachers, again, to make sure that, you know, it's engaging. The absenteeism is a part of why, you know, some of the children are struggling because they're not in school. So where we typically see issues is at pre-K and kindergarten and seniors. Seniors have had senioritis since I was a senior. You think you've already made it, you're already done, and you stop, you know, doing what you need to do. But we're going to keep continuing to work with, you know, with the schools, with the families, with our community partners, trying to make our learning engaging for the students. And we just keep plugging away at it. Just keep plugging away.
Some parents have reached out to us wondering about some community-based organization, like after-school programs that are being hosted, that, you know, their contracts might not be renewed or continuing on. Can you speak to that at all, why that might be happening?
Well, we experienced an unfortunate deficit last year. And my big expectation was, you know, for us to reduce where we had to without lessening services. And so as a result of, you know, needing to do that, I wanted to make sure that the programming, some programming, would still exist for our children, and they will. It will just be with district staff, with school staff. So.
Yeah, anything you think we missed or you want to talk about even further?
No, I just want to thank you. Just want to thank you all for being here today. I truly appreciate it. I hope that the messaging gets out. You have an incredibly important job in helping us to keep the message positive. We're upbeat. We're very excited about this new school year. And I just want to say thank you for coming out.
Thank you, Superintendent.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.